This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 19th of December 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bound. This week's entertainment is from Eves the Behaviour, a new Australian bass in London with a fondness for a plunging bass line, words that mean something, and choruses that stay with you for days. Hannah Caridas, for Eves the Behaviour is her, is a 21-year-old from Brisbane who's fallen in with the right crowd. Warpaint producer Stella Mozgawa and Adele and Sia producer Sam Dixon also share honours on Hannah's EPs. Ahead of another sold-out London show, Eves the Behaviour dropped by Studio 2 to lay down a few tracks exclusive to Monocle 24.
This track is called Girl.
Eves the Behaviour, a.k.a. Hannah Caridas. Thank you very much for your Midori House session. You're in fine voice this morning. We're nearing Christmas. It's not the easiest time. There's all sorts of things that happen in the evening at this time of year, so it's not the easiest way to ease yourself into a day by performing a live session. So thank you for that. A lot of setting up as well. Do you write the songs with lots of gear around you, or do they just manifest themselves like this live?
I kind of like that about songwriting, is that it can become that. It's like the chords just keep getting added as time goes on. Yeah. So you end up with this big spew of cables all over your bedroom. I think it's beautiful. I like looking at cables. I quite like winding them up. It's really therapeutic.
Is this kind of an extension of your, of the lyrics and of the music, this kind of complicated octopus-like web of wires all over the floor? I mean, is this kind of, or are you a simple, lean machine when it comes to songwriting? You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm whatever you'd like me to be. Songwriting is like different every single day.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Do you write every day? Are you writing things down on the backs of envelopes and the rest of it? Or are you? Do you have a very much like a regime for writing these tracks?
My only regime is, I guess, to do it every day. But like I said, it'll be in a different form. Anytime I wake up, really, it's like it could be writing some words down. Could be a melody that I've had in my head for a couple of days. Anyway, it's just like a weird beast that I will never fully learn.
Is that what it's like? Is it like running around the butterfly net trying to catch something rare? Is that what songwriting's like a little bit?
Yeah, it's just a lot of trial and error.
And oats for breakfast.
Oats for breakfast, okay. Keep you powered through the day.
How have we become some sort of unwitting spokesman for the porridge industry here?
Well, because I'll tell you, because I've been gluten-free for about 5 years because I'm allergic to wheat and gluten. But I recently discovered I can't eat oats. So I went oat mad.
Right.
And I just had everything like based on oats. It's just like, I would eat oats for lunch.
So the oats EP is just a matter of months away.
You can expect it.
Now, people will be listening to this and they'll be Googling your name, Eve's the Behaviour. And then once that appears on their screen, they'll be going, that's a strange name. Why does Hannah Karidas call herself Eve's the Behaviour? So I have to pass on that question, which will definitely be on listeners' lips, to you yourself, Hannah. Where did that name come from?
Well, Eve's comes from my middle name, which is Evianea. It's a family name on my Greek side. I really liked Eve's, but I needed something else just to be a little more enigmatic, because that's important. But I just like the word behavior. I kind of like its connotations. It makes me think of movement, but a very like vague sort of movement. Human movement makes me think of dancing. It makes me think of like weird, obscure thoughts that I have. I don't know. It's just a weird umbrella of...
I like it. It's like a sort of like an early 20th century form of European dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's vague, but it kind of connotates some nice thoughts in my mind. So this is a song called TV.
I mean, there's such a fantastic pop sensibility that you have in these huge choruses and in all those melodies in the tracks that we've heard. But there's quite a dark side to your stuff as well. About TV, the song Girl is a beautiful song. It's a kind of, I guess it's a rumination on feminism and all the rest of it. Does that stuff come after you've got the tune, or you want to say something, you put down the words first? What comes first, what comes second when you're writing a track?
Words generally come first. I don't really like writing if I'm not exploring a meaning that sort of rings something in me. So I guess with TV, that was written after I had that realization of I base a lot of my personality and things I like and say on television characters, and I don't realize, I think everyone does it, you know, you grow up. I grew up wishing I lived in suburban America because of all of the American films that were on our televisions.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, it took me a while to really shake that off and realize that I was unhappy with my suburban Australian life because I didn't have a white Christmas and I didn't have Macaulay Culkin as my best friend.
You're having a nice Christmas break and then you're touring sort of back home in Australia, right, in
yeah.
February. Does that feel like a homecoming? Because you're based in London at the moment. Mm. Is that a good place to write songs? Is that where the band are?
London is, I think, exactly what I needed. And I needed to feel like a little bud on a branch in a very big tree, if you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to do that when you're at home. So I sort of moved into this smallish flat in Camden, and it's like on the fifth floor, and I see the street out below, and it's like, I feel like I'm a really little thing just observing a really vast city. That insignificance is so powerful. It makes me write in a way I've never written before. So I'm so excited to be insignificant.
Yeah, it's good to be an observer, right?
Yeah.
You have a Christmas track up your sleeve for us. Maybe you'd like to introduce it.
Okay. Yeah, I've chosen to sing Happy Christmas, War Is Over by John Lennon. And I've tracked a lot of the vocals on my little OP1 synthesizer. So you'll hear those and they're pitched up. So it sounds kind of weird and otherworldly. It's fun.
Looking forward to it. Hannah Caridas, a.k.a. Eve's The Behaviour. Thank you very much.
So this is Christmas. And what have we done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and for poor ones. The world is so wrong. So happy Christmas, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fight. And so Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. I hope it's a good one. Without any fear. So this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so happy Christmas, I hope you have fun. Near and the dear ones, the old and the young. And so happy Christmas,
a good one.